Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen. The Jeff Buchanan Before the Show Show on 98.5 KLU.
Ladies and gentlemen, the jinx is over.
It's over. It's over.
It's over.
It's over.
Go. It's over.
Go. Go.
Although, I have to tell you, what was that first goal? 20 seconds in last night. Knights beat San Jose, 5-3, 6-1, 10-2. I don't care what it was.
We won.
We more, them less. That's all that matters to me.
Yep.
That first goal was 20 seconds into the game?
It's pretty quick.
And I went, oh my God, the jinx is real. I was like, oh my God, we told Kayla to watch the game. They scored 20 seconds in, and oh my God, we're going to lose 15-2, and this is going to be really, really bad.
And the boys weren't, in the first period, they were slow. Well, San Jose was just outdoing the whole first period.
My God, the end of the road trip.
Yeah.
You flew clear across country, which I mean, I know, poor you. You sat for 4 hours in a comfortable chair. But you know what I mean? Which I always say, people go, oh, I'm so tired from flying. Really? I get off a plane, I feel great.
I got a nap.
My phone doesn't ring. I don't have people bugging me. Nothing. Yeah. I sat in a comfortable chair and I read. And I may have had a cocktail or six. So, but the end of the road trip, they did fly across the country. Yeah. You know, San Jose is going to be pumped up because we're good and they're not as good. And all of that. And I thought, this is bad. People are going to show up in our parking lot with torches and pitchforks. And what do you know?
I was waiting for the tweets last night. They were like, Kayla, turn off the TV now. But no, Golden Knights pulled it out. I would like to point out that I did not turn the game on until about 5 minutes into it.
Why do you make this worse?
Right after I turned the TV on, we scored.
Can I say that to my friend? I know she's a girl and stuff, and I shouldn't say that. And people get upset. But honestly, why? Just take the win. Just take the win.
I can pile on with Kayla. She also went to bed well before the end of the game.
So. Which is fine. You know why? That's like going, well, gosh, I still had chips left, but I got up from the table.
Yeah.
You know, no, take the win. Walk away.
I agree.
Yeah.
No more jinx.
I swear to God, what did we call it? 3-2, whatever it was. I was tired, and I was only kind of half watching it. We went ahead, and there was just a feeling that I had. I went, yeah, we got this.
Yeah.
And I slept the slumber of a man who knew that the jinx was over and that we win again. And that's right.
That's right. Nope.
I've not laced up a skate. I've not taken a shot. I couldn't skate from here to the door. But we won.
The Jeff Buchanan Before the Show.
I usually don't like talking about stuff like this because I don't like giving folks free advertising. Because it's not like they're playing our, they're playing our show in their restaurant.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like if they were, I'd be down. And then it wouldn't be free. It would be an equal trade.
Right.
But I do love the idea of getting free food on Valentine's Day. Q-Double will give you a burrito or bowl or a quesadilla or another entree for free if you kiss somebody at the register. Now, if you just walk up and kiss the person working the register?
Yeah, that's assault.
Do you still get free food or do they kick you out?
Yeah.
I love it. If you're single, by the way, kissing an inanimate object counts.
Okay.
Kiss,
but I, yuck. Like,
the napkin dispenser?
Oh, that doesn't sound like such a good idea.
Yeah,
and who's been touching that? That's what I'm saying. Yeah. To Auntie Anne's, you can go to the... Is it Auntie Anne's or Auntie Anne's?
I think it's Auntie.
Auntie
it
Anne's.
Probably is.
Yeah.
I felt like I sounded like a hillbilly for a second.
If it was a Hawaiian owning of it, Auntie, but...
Auntie, yes.
But it's not.
See? It's the influence that got to me. You can you get a buy one, get one free heart-shaped pretzel by downloading their app. But you got to download it by the 13th, so don't wait. What do we, White Castle's doing stuff. They do the white tablecloth and all that kind of stuff, which is awesome. We love that. We love White Castle so much.
Okay.
Because they're like an offshoot of the Terrible Herbs folks. So
and that one that one they put up downtown on Fremont Street is absolutely awesome.
The best.
It really is.
And I can't tell you how many times. This is so dumb. Fat kid, stand by. No, how many times when, when I'll go down to Fremont Street, you know, to do an event or something like that, and then I go, we have White Castle. I forgot. And then, yeah. And then my ride home is just, you know, the little boxes and napkins in shame because I just got to get way too many. Hooters is doing a Shred Your Ex thing. Copy us. Like, they're doing, you know, like if you bring something in from your ex. What do we have to do? This is my goal in life now. What do we have to do to get a Waffle House in Las Vegas?
Oh, I would love nothing more than to get a Waffle House in Vegas.
A Southern Girl just came out.
The closest ones are in Arizona? Are they in Phoenix?
I think
what?
So.
I thought we looked this up the other day.
Phoenix, I got to be honest with you, man. Phoenix got a lot of really cool stuff that just doesn't make it. It just doesn't make it all the way here. Phoenix has got all the cool back east, down south, all of that stuff makes its way to Phoenix. And it bothers me on some level. I'm not sure why, because we're better than Phoenix.
Agree.
But they're a little bigger. They got all the sports teams.
Yeah. True. Yeah, there's a few in Phoenix, actually. And that's the only one out west.
I honestly thought that Cracker Barrel, when they brought Cracker Barrel in and Chick-fil-A, like that was the thing for us. Like, oh, now Waffle House is going to follow right behind them.
Yeah.
Nothing yet.
Oh, we get that football team. We'll get us a Waffle House.
Yes.
You wait. The Raiders get here. Maybe we get the NBA. Who's building that other arena? Wynn? Who are they? No.
No, Sheldon Adelson guys.
Yeah. So when they build that, we get the NBA. We'll get us a Waffle House, kids. And then you know what? Life will be complete. We get us a baseball team and it's all good. So it's just all good. Yes?
If you can't find me in chat, just go look at the Waffle House. Guaranteed we'll be in the back booth.
Well, that whole idea of getting in shape and all that, that's out of the
window. Oh, absolutely.
Totally out the window. Heart attack by 55.
Yep.
That'll be done. And with a smile on my face.
Get up! Ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Friday can't be all bad.
Happy Friday.
It'll be pretty good as we're walking in this morning. Lasso and I got here at the same time. Yep. Lasso made note that it's a little chilly. And it is. It is a little chilly. Chicago with a foot of snow today.
Isn't that crazy?
How great is it to live in Las Vegas?
Right?
I'm like literally, and I'm that guy right now in my car. I walk out and I'm, just a little. I could wear a coat. I choose not to.
Yeah.
So, you know, so I put the seat warmers on two, not all the way up to three.
No, because then you get sweaty.
Yeah, just on two. And I do have the heat in my car up to 77. Because it is winter after all. But Chicago with a foot of snow today.
Quite honestly, you can get the same experience without the snow. Just put a Cubs hat on and get one of them Chicago-style hot dogs down on the strip.
I'm down.
Just like you're there.
I'm down. Head to Sonic just right up here. Yeah. They got them.
And if you're heading to the airport right now, just be warned. I know they canceled like 200-plus flights to Chicago or something like that across the nation. So if you're heading to Chicago anytime in the next couple of days, just be warned.
Well, and we get hosed because we're out west, and obviously everything kind of gets going back east because they're 3 hours ahead.
Yep.
And in Chicago's case, 2 hours ahead. By the time those flight delays trickle down to us. So if you are traveling again, that's a really good point, Kayla. Lots going on today. Another shot for you. We're going out to film with the Fox 5 Surprise Squad today. And let me tell you, this first one is a good one.
Yeah.
So here's what happens. So a little behind the scenes, and not unlike what we do in these situations as well. So Fox 5 has amassed all of the stories that we've gotten over the last few days. And we were on a big conference call yesterday, just talking about the different things that we could possibly do. Then they go do a little deeper digging, just to find out who's going to be where and maybe if there's a little more to the story that we didn't hear at the time or whatever. And this is one of those situations where there is more to the story than what we knew. And it just came out of an innocent question. And this first one is gonna knock it out of the park.
Nice.
I mean, wow. Really. And Monica and I are gonna go out today, right after the show.
Okay.
I'm gonna go meet her, and really, the only thing that Monica and I can do with this story is screw it up. You know what I mean?
Oh, there's man.
The only thing that we could possibly do is screw this up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
As far as if we're gonna affect it in any way.
Oh, I can't wait.
Now, so how does that affect you, you ask? At about 6:45 this morning, and we're kind of getting down to it, we're not going to have too many more opportunities for you to do this. Tell us why. We should surprise your loved one. And just in your preparation process, high impact, get to the point. Tell us the important stuff.
Yeah.
You know, that's really the thing. But oh, I'm so excited.
And that's fun. If I could add one thing, just focus on the individual that you're talking about. Because some people like the loop back to themselves off the air with me.
And it's easy. Yeah. It's easy to do because that's important to you as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. You know.
Yeah, yeah.
You know you.
The whole idea on this is make sure that show killer's job is easier. That's what we're really trying to tell you.
Well, an hour's two. Yeah. An hour's two, in all honesty, because it's really hard when you're talking about how... I mean, I'm just going to make up some horrible, tragic stuff. When you're talking about how your dog died and your grandma got cancer and your husband has been taking care of the four kids while you've been recovering from your broken leg,
right.
It really sucks when I have to cut you off. You know what I mean? Because you've been going on for 10 minutes and we haven't really gotten to the story.
Yeah.
True.
So just get ready for that. A little bit before 7 o'clock this morning.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick. First pick on the Jeff Buchanan Show.
It's that time of the year again. All the St. Baldrick's events are beginning in earnest.
Yep.
St. Baldrick's is a deal where folks get together and they shave their heads for childhood cancer. And it happens around St. Patrick's Day. So a lot of that stuff is starting to happen tonight. The first one that I've been to this year, a bunch of friends are getting together at McMullen's. If you want to come by, it's $50 all in, and there's food and there's Irish whiskey. We're just going to try a bunch of different Irish whiskey, and we're going to hang out and raise money for St. Baldrick's. So talking to a friend of ours about this event last night, and she goes, when do you think it'll be over? And it was like, you know, shoulder shrug. Yeah, 9.
Sure.
Because then it starts at 6:30.
Yeah.
Epic Mullins over there by the Orleans. And she's a mother of two kids. And she went, well, do you think afterwards you'd be willing to hang out with me for an hour or so? Why?
Okay.
What are you hiding from? She doesn't want to go home at 9 because whenever she gets a night out, like tonight, her goal is to stay out just late enough that the kids will be in bed asleep when she gets home. And I quote, and I wrote this down because it was so profound. So my buzz won't be ruined by one of these brats having a meltdown.
Oh, that's funny.
Does that make her a bad mom or does that make her brilliant? The event is over. Should you go home to your kids? Or is this bad that she wants to stay out for an extra hour when she could go home? Because she doesn't want to have to, she doesn't want to have the night ruined in the event of her of a kid losing their whatever. Davey is smiling and nodding his head. My guess is you think she's brilliant.
Oh, all the way.
It's his dream.
100%.
This is, okay, not to call Davey out or anything.
Yeah.
But when we used to do Friday nights at the pool at the Downtown Grand, when we did it last summer, he would be like, oh, sorry, Wendy, I got some, you know, it's just running a little bit
what
late.
And
we
though?
Would go,
what are you
what,
doing?
What are you doing right now? Honest to God.
Wendy's not awake right now. It's fine.
Yeah,
how
we're
do
good.
You know this?
We're okay.
Yeah. See, we're okay.
You are breaking. There's Jesus.
The boy's got a tough life already, and you just made it worse.
Honest to God.
Oh, geez.
And this isn't an act. You know that bit of fear that you get right between your chest and your stomach?
Burning.
It's not a bad thing. I think like Wendy kind of gets, Wendy sort of knows, right?
It's, no, you're right. It's not a bad thing. It's a horrible thing. Jesus, you could have very easily ruined his marriage.
And here's what's going to happen. Monday, he's not going to be at work, and we're going to call Wendy's house. Well, he went out to get milk and bread last night and never came home.
Never came home,
And, you know what? And then some years later, they'll find a shallow grave out in the middle of the desert, and that's where we'll find him.
Yep. Well, I'm sorry if I got you in trouble with your wife, David.
Really? You think we'll find him?
Oh, wow. Yeah, I'm underestimating Wendy. You're right. Yeah. I apologize.
If you're going to search in five or six places for bits, if you're going to search where she spreads it out through the desert. And then, of course, there's the animals that drag stuff around.
Of course.
You're right.
I think we get the idea of what you were trying to do. 702-364-9898. I can we all agree that this behavior, though, is questionable?
No, I won't agree with that.
It's not questionable?
No. In my opinion, no.
She knows she's doing something bad?
No, she just feels guilty because she's a mom.
Right, right.
But that doesn't mean she thinks she's doing anything bad. She just feels guilty.
Well, if you feel guilty, isn't that why you feel guilty? Is because you think you're doing something?
You think you should be a better mother, I
guess. Right, right.
Yeah.
So isn't that why you feel the guilt? Is because you know that what you're doing is at best questionable?
You don't know it, but you think it might be.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And therein lies the question.
Yeah.
Bad mom or brilliant? 702-364-9898. And why? Now, if you're going to say it's brilliant, we need an example of your own questionable behavior that you've executed so that you can tell everyone of your brilliance as well. Or if she's bad mom, you got to tell us why.
Okay.
Why does she need to go home? Why does she need to be there? You got to sit her, fully paid for.
Yeah.
No big deal. That's what you pay them
Kids
for.
Kids are in good hands.
In theory. Sure. Sure. We haven't checked the Nest cameras yet. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know if the sitter's been vetted, but.
Baz tickets, Ethel M, chocolates, and Black Panther passes for you. 702-364-9898. Let's go.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick. First pick on the Jeff Buchanan Show.
St. Baldrick's events are kind of firing up. That's where folks shave their head for childhood cancer. We're doing one, or we're involved in one, just on a friend, not an unofficial. Yeah, an unofficial basis.
Yeah.
At McMullen's later on tonight. So, talking to one of the moms that's going to be there, she was feeling a little guilty because she said, well, what time do you think this thing is over? Probably about 9, you know, because we're starting early. We're starting at 6:30, an after work deal. Go by, probably be done about 9. Oh, she's like, oh, she looked all concerned. Oh, why? What's wrong? Well, do you think you guys might hang out with me for... Well, I don't know, another hour or two. Maybe we'll go somewhere else afterwards, closer to home. Because I want to make sure that the kids are asleep. I'll have a sitter. I want to make sure that she's got two of them. I want to make sure the kids are asleep. And I quote, her goal is to stay out late enough that the kids will be in bed asleep when she gets home. Here's the quote. So my buzz won't be ruined by one of these brats having a meltdown. And she was, and she loves her kids. I mean, she's a doting mother.
Oh yeah, she is.
But it brought up the question, because she was obviously guilty about this, and I got the impression that perhaps she had already been mom shamed on occasion.
I would hope not.
For this type of behavior. Does this make her a bad mom or does it make her brilliant? And Davey, it's unanimous.
It is.
It's unanimous.
It
they
is.
All feel the same way you do.
Yes.
And you think this is brilliant, Felicia.
I do. I absolutely do. I have three teenagers. They're a year apart, and they all started losing their teeth at the same time. And I was tired of paying them, so I told them that the tooth fairy was in China, and she wasn't answering her emails, so I didn't have to pay them anymore.
And by the way, I'm laying this down right now. If anybody says bye, Felicia, to her, we're done today.
Punch you in the throat.
Kayla, we're looking at you.
No, I'm not going to say it. But how much were you breaking off for each tooth when they lost it?
It started out as $5, and my son caught on, and every time a tooth would wiggle, he would yank it out. And then I had to start lowering it. It just got to be expensive. So I just said, she's in China. I can't reach her. Sorry.
He's an entrepreneur.
Smart. Yeah, you're brilliant.
You're really funny. That's really good.
So we will say, have a great day, Felicia. Hang on one second.
You too.
Good. Right. We're not saying bye, Felicia. Christina, you think she's brilliant?
Yes, I think she was brilliant. I personally have two of my own, but I also take care of five of my sisters. And there are times where all you hear all day is fight, fight, fight. They argue all day. And you just need some time to yourself. If you go out and have fun, you don't want to come home. And then, boom, your whole happy is ruined because they're fighting over trivial things.
So you're willing to stay out just a little bit longer. So
if
you don't have
sleep, yes.
And that's fine. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Dude, again,
I think she's brilliant.
You're paying for the sitter. Well, might as well take advantage of it, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. It's not cheap.
Yeah. So, yes. So you're, yeah. And so, like Felicia, your kids aren't getting tooth fairy money now because it's going to the sitter. But, yeah, sure.
Two of them are six, one's seven. So you still got to do tooth fairy money. But I don't do such high increments because there's so many.
Yeah. How much do you give? How much does the tooth fairy bring at your house?
Anywhere from, if the tooth is good, $1. If the tooth is bad because they had cavities, 25 cents.
Right on. I like that. It's merit-based. It's you know, it's your...
Brush your teeth, flush your teeth.
Exactly. Yeah. You want more from the tooth fairy. Are you ready, Yosia? That was a big deep breath. Yosia heard the... And just on the other end of it, the phone, when we bring the phone up, if you've never called a radio station before, there's a thing called a Comrex that puts you on the air, and it goes.
Yeah, I just heard that. I thought it disconnected or something. I was like,
no.
Oh,
so you'll see. I don't know if you heard it. Was like,
yeah,
ready to go. So yeah, okay. So from I assume you're a dad.
Yes, I am.
From
I'm
a dad, from a
18-month-year-old.
Okay, from a dad's perspective, bad mom or brilliant?
Oh, brilliant mom. I mean. As long as she's not doing it every night, she's perfectly fine. Everyone needs a break. And my girl and I, we play this thing called Beat 'em to the Buzz. So whoever gets buzzed before the other gets to have the whole night and enjoy the buzz while the other watches our kid.
Beat 'em to the buzz.
Funny.
That's great.
So like, whoever comes home first on the weekend, man, you just pop that beer and then that's it. I even play off of buzz and I'm not buzzed. I had six beers. I only had one, but I just wanted to relax tonight. And it's not a bad thing. I love my son. I cherish my son and he's my world, but you just need that break once in a while.
Yeah, if you're playing Beat 'em to the Buzz on Tuesday and you haven't put your kid to bed for 6 months, yeah, that's probably a different issue.
Live from the entertainment capital of the world, it's the Kayla Report.
One of the original reality TV stars, I'm going to call her an original because she was the best at it, is returning to reality TV. I'll tell you who it is in a second.
Makes a lot of sense, too.
Oh, God. It's going to be so good, I feel like.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'll explain why.
Sure.
In a second. Kim Kardashian posted another half-naked photo yesterday on Instagram. I know. Shocking. But the caption on it read, camera emoji by North, her daughter. And it shows her in, spandex pants facing a mirror with, her bra basically off, insinuating that she was changing. And then North pulled the camera up and took a photo. People are, ripping her apart going, this is just the worst thing you could possibly do. Why would you post naked photos of yourself with your daughter in it? And I'm like,
seriously, what's the problem? No, because my wife has always believed that you're around naked around her daughter when she was growing up because they say it promotes a positive body image. That this is an important thing to be who you are around your kids.
I agree with that. My mom never kicked me out of the room when she was changing.
But do you think it's a bad idea to show her to take photos of yourself naked?
Yes. That I get that point. The being around your kids naked, fine.
Yeah.
Well, and how many times did she have to take it before it was like, okay, this is good? I don't think North had anything to do with it. Right. Let's be honest. I don't think North had anything to do with it, but the idea of it.
But let's also remember that North needs to be educated as to mommy being on film
yeah.
is kind of why they have such a big house.
Right.
Yeah.
Being co-signed. Thank you.
So Kristen Cavallari is starring in a brand new reality show. But before you get excited, The Hills.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
The Hills is not making a comeback, even though I would love that. The show will focus on Kristen's life in Nashville as she expands her, quote, fashion empire. And her husband, Jay Cutler, will appear every once in a while.
Okay, so even by you making that voice, you realize how potentially ridiculous this is, right?
Oh, no. The thing is, have you guys ever watched the Jesse and Eric and Jesse? Happily Ever After?
Kayla, will you
okay.
look at us?
Never mind. I take back that question. I have watched Eric and Jesse, and I feel like it's going to be like that with Eric Decker and Jesse James
sure.
Decker. I feel like it's going to be a lot like that with her and Jay, and I'm excited because that show is amazing.
By the way, I had an epiphany on this morning, and I don't know if I had remembered this before and then just forgot about it or whatever. Mm-hmm. Reality shows are this generation's soap operas. That's
yeah.
all it is.
Yeah, you're right.
That's all it is. So,
if we're going to do this right, Flav, I know you're listening. You're probably heading to the South Point right now. Flavor of Love, bring it back.
I'm sorry. Did you just say he was heading home from the South Point or
no,
headed to the South Point?
He was just left the strip club, and he's headed to the South Point now.
Oh, now
okay.
I got it.
Yeah,
okay.
I think.
And Richard Pryor's daughter, Rain Pryor, took to Facebook yesterday to combat the claims that her father had relations with Marlon Brando back in the day. She said, quote, Q, as in Quincy Jones, was once a brilliant music producer who was losing his mind and decided to garner publicity for himself by a sensationalized interview. And because y'all think and equate fame and money to decency, you ate it up like thirsty dogs as he spewed out a lie about my father, who's not here to defend himself.
But Richard Pryor's widow was the one who corroborated that.
I know, but the thing is, she's saying that they can't possibly be true. Like, her father would never do that. But she's getting in a lot of hot water for it because of the way she phrased it. She's like, he's not here to defend himself. So, like, people are going...
Whatever with that. But don't you suppose there's plenty of things that you don't know about your father that your mom does?
Oh, absolutely.
There you go. My kid doesn't know jack.
That's the Kayla report.
In the morning, we listen to
The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC. KLUC.
Teamed up with the Fox 5 Surprise Squad. Want to surprise somebody you love. Not just for Valentine's Day. I think this has gotten so big that we're going to extend it out through the month of February. Surprise multiple people on cool. Fox 5 News at 4. We're filming the first one today. Very excited about that. And so call 702-364-9898 right now. Some folks have already jumped in ahead of the line, which is smart, right?
Yeah.
But there's still time for you if you'd like to call right now and try and get through. Arlene, I never expected we get the last... Who would be the last person that any of us would think that would pop up in one of these to surprise your loved one? I didn't think we'd hear about a mother-in-law.
This ought to be good.
But yeah, we're guessing it's a good one, Arlene.
15 years ago, I would have never even thought that we would even be talking.
Right? How did your relationship start?
Well, I met my husband here in Vegas. I was 18, he was 24, and we got married a month later. It was just wham bam. He lived in Chicago, I lived here, and I ended up just moving back with him, and, you know, his family was a little apprehensive about it because I was young and, you know, we're both so young and it was just so quick. So they weren't really, you know, in my favor, I guess you can say.
So fast forward to now.
I got into a motorcycle accident in 2003 and, he's now confined to a wheelchair. And me and my mother-in-law really had it out then. And then fast forward to just 2 years ago, my husband was diagnosed with a rare blood cancer. And my mother-in-law has really stepped up. I mean, she goes above and beyond for me and my five kids. I mean, she's amazing.
It's just phenomenal.
Yeah,
no, she really does. I mean, like, to say that, you know, years ago I was banging out her windows in her car, and today we are, she's my best friend.
Whoa. Please, Spence.
Please elaborate on the banging out the mother-in-law's windows, please.
This story just got good.
Oh, yeah. We had our days. We had our ups and downs.
Would you say you couldn't do it without her?
Most definitely. I don't have my mother in my life. I don't have my father in my life. I'm not very close with my siblings, and she's really stepped up for me. I mean, she's there for my kids whenever we are late on doctor's appointments, whenever we need to be somewhere, whenever we're behind on a bill, whenever my car has issues. She is always there no matter what. I mean, she's got my back. If I need coffee, she gives me coffee.
But you keep glossing over this whole, I mean, at one point you were banging out car windows.
Yeah, man. She straight snatched me up. I'm a little, 115er.
What were you fighting about?
Well, my husband had gotten in a motorcycle accident, and it was just a big thing over, what we had and where we were going to stay. And, he had a daughter and I had a son from previous relationships. So it was just a lot of, chaotic family things, and they wanted to get involved in stuff because he was pretty, out of it.
And that's really hard because not only are you dealing with the person that you love, that I'm assuming almost died.
Yeah.
And now they're in a wheelchair for what you believe to be the rest of their life.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So I mean, he's been up in prosthetics and everything, but now with the blood cancer, it's just so many more health issues that come up. It's just up and down.
You're scared to death.
Oh, yeah.
How are you going to support these kids? How are you going to live your life? How are everything?
I had to quit my job, and I honestly, how it is. I'm a stay-at-home mom. I have no, I have no long-term credentials or anything to show that, I'm going to be able to support my kids. And she says no matter what, she's there for me and the kids. So, awesome. I couldn't ask for a better mother-in-law than that.
Bingo. That's awesome. Arlene, thank you. Hang on one second. We'll get some more info out of you. Lauren, again, we're surprising folks for Valentine's Day, and I believe throughout the entire month of February. With the Fox 5 Surprise Squad, we're going out to film the first one this afternoon. I'm excited. I'm really excited. Yeah. So we should surprise your husband, huh, Lauren?
Yes.
How come?
He has just gone above and beyond when, I can't. He, I've been having a lot of seizures, and I had to have surgery, and he steps up and takes care of all three of our kids.
Whoa, how come? What's why?
I have an issue where with my my hormone balance, and it causes me to have seizures, and we thought getting my tubes removed would solve the issue, but it's actually made it worse. So he has to leave work sometimes to come home to be there to take care of the kids, and he works 60-plus hours a week, if not more. There's some days where I don't see him at all because he has to.
And you said three kids?
Yeah, we have three kids.
How old are they?
They are 10 months, 5 years, and 10 years.
Oh, good Lord.
Yeah.
Oh, good Lord. That's tough enough on anybody.
Oh, yeah. And, his job isn't the safest job. He's a repossessive agent. And, he's had guns pulled on him before. And
sure.
He still does the job because he knows that we need the money. And, we both work full time, but we still are just struggling,
He gets paid by the job, too, right?
Yeah, it has to be the car that he picks up. It's not hourly or anything like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God. And then so if he's helping you, he ain't working.
Exactly.
And then you said also he's sacrificed more than that. He's sacrificed his love.
Oh, yeah. He is a race car driver. And the race car has been on jack stands since last year.
Understand, anybody who's been around that is a labor.
It's hard to let go. It's so hard for him. He just wants to get the car ready to go race again, and he can't do that because we have too many bills and,
Yeah, people who are into racing are all the way. You know how you feel about the Golden Knights now, Spence?
Mm-hmm. No, I get it. And race car driving is not my thing, but I can see whatever your passion is being up on blocks. That breaks my heart.
Oh, my God, and you have to stare at it every day. You have to look at it every day.
Yeah, I understand that. Oof.
Lauren, thank you. That's a great story. Thank you. Hang on one second. And now we turn to Kim. Hey, Kim.
Hi.
Hey.
Hello.
So you would like us to get together with Fox 5 Surprise Squad and surprise your mom?
Yes, I would.
How come?
We're going on 2 years, February 25th. My dad passed away unexpectedly of cancer. He was diagnosed August of 15 and passed February of 16.
That's tough. That's tough.
Yes, and yeah, very tough. And my mom, the whole month of February, she's depressed. Valentine's Day, they were married 25 years, was one of their anniversary, not their wedding anniversary, but I think when they first met. And he would surprise her with roses and chocolates and a nice dinner, and now she has nothing. And last year she went to the cemetery to kind of celebrate her own Valentine's Day with him, but recently it's been vandalized and his plot was destroyed, so we're in the process of they're replacing it.
What did they do?
Well, they claim the workers are careless, and they when they're digging for the next plot, it cracked the headstone. And every time she would go, the flowers were missing. The solar lights she would put on were shattered. The balloons she would put there were gone. And And it finally got settled, and they are replacing it. But we won't get another one until, I think, May or June. So she can't go there. So she's very depressed about that. And she's done a lot for our family since then. She watches my son, who's 2 years old. And when my dad was going through chemo and radiation, the 6 months, she wanted my son there. It kept her going. She said, no, I'm not going to stop watching him. I will take dad, and I will still watch your son and pick up my sister's kids from school and help out.
I'm going to ask you a question, and this may be tough. Sure. I'm going to ask you a question that I haven't asked anybody else.
Okay.
But it jumped into my head, and I thought, oh, this might be something we need to know. What if you were in charge of it right now? If we said, okay, Kim, we're in. What do we do? What should we do? What would you do if you had our resources behind you? What would you do to surprise her?
What would I do to surprise her?
Yeah, what would be meaningful?
Showing up to her house. And we do, my brother does this. He brings her flowers, and we try and do what we can for her. But now, what would we do?
I know, right?
It is hard because you can't, like she said, it doesn't get easier. It doesn't even, you just
no.
deal with it.
No.
So we do bring her flowers. We do bring her chocolate.
Yeah.
But you see that void. You see that it's not the same.
Just and let her know that she's loved.
Yeah.
And having that surprise, I mean, I know she knows we are always there for her and we will do whatever. But having that surprise and, wow, my kids, they went above and beyond and did this, I think would make her feel good. I mean, even for us now, she's on a fixed income, but she still wants us over for family dinner every Sunday because she wants to cook for us. She misses having that person to cook for, having that person to talk to just sit there with her and watch TV, go to dinner, go take her to dinner, go somewhere.
So like even a grocery card.
Yes.
So she could buy the stuff for dinner.
Right. And you know, like I was telling, I think, Davey, we buried him on his 60th birthday. It was a week after March 3rd. And then 2 days later, my brother got married. So we had to go from a funeral to a wedding.
Yep.
So this whole month just brings back flashbacks to her of a place she doesn't want to be at. Because it was so unexpected.
How are you holding up?
It's hard. Yeah. It's hard. And even now with my son's two, and he won't know his grandfather, and my brother, who he's having a baby in April, and it's just so many things are happening, and it makes it hard. And it's true, it doesn't get easier. It really doesn't. You just deal with it the best you know. Can.
You know, I went through it too. You know, I know.
Yeah.
That's why I probably held you on the phone much longer than I needed to.
Yeah. Losing a parent is hard, but she says you'll never know until you lose your own spouse. You can't explain it.
Yeah, but losing your husband or wife or whatever.
Right.
Ooh, man.
It's tough.
Ooh, man. All right.
I know.
Kim, hang on 1 second. We'll get some more details out of you. And
goodness.
Well, there's stuff to work with.
I can't wait to hear the other side of it, the happy ending part, when you go start to film tonight and Fox News at 4 and all that.
Yeah. Let's Fox 5 News at 4, I believe the first one, I would have to check the email, but I believe the first one will air on Valentine's Day.
Okay.
So there you go. And I think we will have more opportunities for you to tell your story.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
It was really sweet a couple of minutes ago. Shayna said she was listening to the show on the way to work and heard us talk about how teachers do God's work and thank you, teachers. No, we mean that. We mean that. 100. Spence's nodding his head. Say,
no,
preach, brother.
That is the toughest gig in the world. You got to deal with overcrowded classrooms and parents and everything else.
Kayla.
The work you do is amazing.
Sorry.
Dude, I took education courses in college and had to sit in on a couple with those teachers. What you guys do is the most impressive thing, I'm telling you right now, to date, that I've ever witnessed.
You want to get me a little bit agitated when the people talk, and I know the scores and all the other stuff. I get it. I do get it. But I'm telling you, man, we go to the schools a lot. Nevada Reading Week's coming up, you know? Yeah. And I mean, we get out to the schools a pretty fair amount. I don't see it. You know what I mean? It's not like I don't see teachers that look like they're not trying hard. You know what I mean?
Well, let's not confuse those rankings and such with the people, the teachers that are teaching. It goes a lot deeper than that.
So this is amazing, though. I've never heard anything like this. 26-year-old woman named Chelsea Haley graduated from the University of Georgia a few years ago and joined an organization called Teach for America to work with low-income kids. She ended up at a school in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. How do you say it really? Baton Rouge?
Baton Rouge.
Okay. Because I don't really know how to say it. Because all I know is from like Popeye's chicken commercials and stuff. I don't know.
Okay.
But she had almost quit early on because of one kid. One. 12-year-old Jerome Robinson had a tough family life, moved around a lot, was failing every subject, constantly got suspended, and made life particularly difficult for Chelsea. But after a while, Chelsea got through to him. This is like a movie. Chelsea got through to him and was the only teacher that he would listen to. Then in 2015, she was ready to go back to Georgia. But she stuck around for one more year in Baton Rouge, specifically because she knew that if she left, that Jerome was going to go down the tubes. Later that year, she had a dream about being Jerome's mom. And she felt like there was some sort of message there that was telling her that she should be his mom. And she didn't take it that seriously. And why would you? You know?
Yeah.
But shortly after that, Jerome came to her and asked if he could live with her.
Wow.
Then his mom asked Chelsea if Jerome could live with her because she was the only stable influence in his life.
Oh my God.
Then they all went out to dinner together. And when Chelsea said that she was moving back home to Georgia, Jerome's mom asked her to take him with her. She's 26. Can you imagine?
Oh my God, that's kind of pressure-filled.
Jerome's mom not only asked Chelsea to take Jerome with her, she asked if Chelsea would take Jerome's 18-month-old brother, Jace. Oh, and by the way, sorry, as I read forward, Chelsea was then only 24. And again, can you imagine at the age of 24? Not me.
No.
But Chelsea said, yeah, I'll do it. She adopted both of them. Then she used money. What kind of a unicorn is Chelsea, by the way? Then she used money from her retirement account at 24. What? But she used money from her retirement account to put a down payment on a house near Atlanta. Literally, I have two lines left and I'm not going to make it. Here's what a little stability can do. Both boys are thriving now, and Jerome is in the eighth grade. And before, where he was so bad that Chelsea thought about quitting teaching. Instead of failing, Jerome is now on the honor roll.
Oh.
Are you kidding me? God bless it. Hug a teacher today, will you? And quit yelling at him because your kid is failing. It's not that teacher's fault.
Ask permission first before the hug, but yeah.
Yeah. You should probably get that clear.
Definitely hug him.
Make sure there's a chaperone.
Of course.
But virtual hug, maybe a high five. But God bless teachers. And that's a good feeling story of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Yeah, we should probably get to it. Yep. I was going to wait a minute, but we should probably get to it.
Spence's Challenge. My name's Spence. And it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's Challenge. Yeah.
No, but for now, you need to leave.
Oh, you said wait before.
Oh, no, she was trying to tell me something, and I was trying to focus. Sorry.
Leave.
Little internal breakdown in communication. The Chet Buchanan Show this morning.
Don't worry, I got it covered. Leave.
Thank you. Good work. Head of mathematics, finance, and apparently security for the Chet Buchanan Show.
Nice.
That is Kayla Jo Walker. Davey, who is our contestant today?
We have Chelsea Shirtleff from the Southwest.
I have to tell you, we're a big emotional puddle on the floor right now, too.
Oh, you had me almost in tears with that good feeling story.
Oh, my God. And then we got like 43 tweets from people that are like, I'm crying right now. I'm tearing up. Oh, yeah. My God. I can't wait to take my kid to school and all that. And then that teamed up with the calls earlier for the Fox 5 Surprise Squad. My God. So, all right, let us all collectively pull it together. Are you ready?
I'm ready as I'm going to be.
Sweet. That's all you can do, really. Five questions, 30 seconds, pop culture, rip from the headlines. We don't say pass on the show. We say what?
Jim Bob Cooter.
Let me ask you one more question. Will you be cootering today?
Not today.
That's a good one. All right, I think you are ready. Here we go. 30 seconds on the clock. Time will start when I read the first one. Chelsea, who was it that unveiled the trailer for their new movie, I Feel Pretty, on The Ellen Show yesterday?
Jim Bob Cooter.
By 2020, Dunkin' Donuts is eliminating all of what?
All of their... donuts? I don't know.
Who just signed the largest average per year contract in NFL history?
That would be Garoppolo.
What city is moving to annul thousands of misdemeanor marijuana convictions?
Los Angeles.
All right, and we're out of time.
This is challenge. Yeah.
Thought we'd shorten that one up. I know it goes quick, right? Yeah, we thought we'd shorten it up. It just seemed like too much of the. I don't know. I got to live with this a little bit.
This is challenge, yeah.
I like it.
Do you?
Yeah.
Quick like that?
It's quick, though.
Ooh. We got Spence to run in, too.
Yeah, it did.
Buddy, I think you're only going to need two to keep the money safe.
Roger.
I think you're only going to need two. She got one. You'll need two. Same five questions, same 30 seconds. Time will start. I'm going to read the first one. Here we go, sir.
Yep.
Who unveiled the trailer for their new movie, I Feel Pretty, on The Ellen Show yesterday?
Amy somebody. I can't see her. Go to the next one.
By 2020, Dunkin' Donuts is eliminating all of what?
The styrofoam cups.
Who just signed the largest average per year contract in NFL history?
Garoppolo, Jimmy.
What city is moving to annul thousands of misdemeanor marijuana convictions?
San Francisco.
Before the opening ceremonies even happened, there was controversy in which mixed doubles Olympic sport?
Curling.
Who unveiled the trailer for their new movie, I Feel Pretty, on The Ellen Show yesterday? We'll give you 3 seconds.
Amy something. I can't think of her last name right now.
You don't.
Spence's challenge. Spence's challenge. Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's challenge. Yeah.
I'm gonna be so mad. Let's find out how we did. Bring Chelsea back in. Who unveiled the trailer for the new movie I Feel Pretty on The Ellen Show yesterday? Chelsea said.
Long pause. Jim Bob Cooter.
Spence said.
Amy somebody.
Amy
I don't
somebody.
Know, go to the
a couple
next
of times and then Amy somebody and Amy somebody. Amy Schumer.
Yeah, yeah. Schumer.
Amy Schumer.
I get a half point for Amy.
Nope.
Woo!
No point. By 2020, Dunkin' Donuts will be eliminating all of what? Chelsea said.
I don't know. Donuts, but that would be stupid.
That would be stupid. That would be stupid. This is stupid. Spence.
Styrofoam cups.
Styrofoam cups. Yeah, getting rid of all of them. Good for them.
Kasha.
You know what? And good for them. Because that's a big step, one would think.
I agree.
To do that. But that's why it's going to take till 2020. Because they're not just going to chuck them away. They're not going to throw them away. They're going to use them all first.
Well, of course.
So it'll take a while.
And can I tell you guys, I'm from Boston. And a big thing there, when you get an iced coffee in Boston, is you ask for the styrofoam cup to put the plastic cup of iced coffee in to keep it cold. So Bostonians are going to be upset about that one.
And do you really call it Dunkies?
Some people do. I don't. I call it Dunks or Dunkin'.
Okay. Dunks. See, yeah. I could go for Dunks. Dunkies, not so much. Same as Starbies.
Oh, I
people
love
who
Starbies.
Say Starbies.
Mm. Yeah.
Love it.
I can't be friends with those people. Where were we? One for Spence. Who just signed the largest average per year contract in NFL history? Chelsea said.
Garoppolo.
Who?
Garoppolo.
Thank you.
Good job, buddy.
Spence said.
Garoppolo, comma Jimmy.
Yep.
Booyah.
Grown man named Jimmy. Love it.
You know what? You know what I like is that Chelsea didn't know the Ellen Show question, but knew the football question. You're a chick we can hang with. I can tell you that right now.
I'm from Boston. I'm a huge Patriots fan. He played for us back up a couple games last season, so I follow,
Somebody said Jimmy Garoppolo's played 10 games in the NFL. He's got 2 Super Bowl rings and the biggest contract in history. He is the idol for everyone who's ever let their partner do all the work on group projects. So, 2 for Spence, 1 for Chelsea. What city is moving to annul thousands of misdemeanor marijuana convictions? Chelsea said.
Los Angeles.
Spence said.
San Francisco.
All good choices, but it shouldn't shock anybody that it's Seattle.
Oh, I remember that.
City of Seattle. And before the opening ceremonies even happened, there was controversy. In which mixed doubles Olympic sport? Chelsea.
Ran out of time.
Yeah. Spence.
Curling.
Mixed doubles curling.
Yeah.
Like Switzerland and China had a big brouhaha about somebody moving a rock and they don't know whether it should have been 2 points versus one. And it was a big stink and they hadn't even had opening ceremonies yet. All of that notwithstanding, I believe for Spence that was 1 and 2 and 3 and that was enough.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence. And it's a challenge, that's how we came up with the cool name Spence's Challenge,
The Chet Buchanan Show.
That's what I'm talking about. I neglected to ask, do we have jokes that didn't make the cut this week?
Yes.
Do we?
I have one that didn't make the cut. It was on the verge.
One that didn't make the cut? Okay. Maybe the show killer is on the phone first.
P1 Veronica Cruz from the East Side.
Hello, Veronica Cruz.
Hi.
By the way, as you may be aware, in Kayla's Showbiz SmackDown, which is every day at 8:20,
mm-hmm.
Mike Lee Minden was making solid gold P1 charms for Valentine's Day. Yeah. I was calling them pendants. Ooh. But I guess it's not a pendant unless it comes with the chain.
Okay.
But so you can get the chain that you like to go with your P1 charm.
Oh, smart.
Okay. Or do whatever you want with it. Apparently they are done, and apparently they are spectacular.
Awesome.
Oh, I can't wait to see
them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was trying to get somebody to send me a picture. I was trying to get somebody to send me a picture, but apparently that's too hard.
No.
I don't know. I don't know. But apparently they're great. I just mentioned it because you're a P1. And you've got Backstreet Boys tickets. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And we will also let you sit in on, because Kayla's super fantastic happy time, greatest joke ever of the week, is coming up next. And what we have found is really where the fun in this bit is finding out the jokes, finding out what the jokes are that didn't make the cut.
Oh, no.
So just one didn't make the cut?
Just one. Really? About two pretty solid ones, and I'm like, all right.
And this is the one that didn't make it.
Yeah. Okay. Why is basketball the messiest Olympic sport?
So, Kayla, why is basketball the messiest Olympic sport?
Because the players dribble all over the court.
So that one just missed the...
That's the one that missed.
That one
missed.
Veronica liked it.
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
Veronica liked it.
It wasn't a slam dunk, but it was all right.
Ah, basketball reference. See, we see what's going on here. All right, you have a great weekend. Have fun at Backstreet Boys.
Thank you. You as well.
All right, hang on 1 second. It's funny she should mention that. Something I've kept even from Spence and Kayla. I have a super secret meeting with Backstreet Boys later on this afternoon.
Do you?
Wait, what?
Do you want to come with?
I would love to.
Kayla, actually. Will you come with?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I need your help.
But I'm going to... But the problem is I'll fangirl. Am I allowed to fangirl?
No, you're going to have to not trip out.
All right.
Why don't you ask me if I want to go?
Because you don't want to go.
I don't want to go. You're right.
You don't want to go. You don't want to go. And, honestly, I don't want you there.
Oh, thanks.
For Backstreet Boys, really...
Have you been into my...
Are you really that
I
hurt?
I have a room that's dedicated to AJ.
The idea.
Jackass.
How about Lil Fizz?
Because he's not in Backstreet Boys.
Yeah, because it's AJ.
That's B2K.
And Heaven and Bobby and Lil Fizz.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly the band.
Well, Lil Fizz was only there for that one hit, and then he was out. So.
Here's the true story. Some really good friends of all of ours who live across the street from me, their daughter, who's like family to us, babysits Howie's kids. And I just couldn't remember which guy it was that she babysat for.
Okay.
And I'm asking my wife last night, and she's just giggling. If I can make you, Spence, if I can make my wife laugh.
It's a good thing.
That's the great, because she's heard all of my junk. She didn't, she didn't think I'm funny at all. And so if I can make my wife, and I was doing that all night. I was like, so wait a minute, so which ones are the guys? So it's JT and Wanye.
Quavo.
I'm coming up with every word.
Get up. This is the Jeff Buchanan Show. On 98.5 KLUC.
And I brought up the Backstreet Boys thing just again because we were giving away tickets. And this is a kind of a semi super secret thing that I'm just not allowed to tell details of. But the reason I bring it up is that I would believe the Backstreet Boys on this show, as we will record later on today.
Nice.
Backstreet Boys on this show Monday morning.
Oh, that would be so awesome.
Yeah. So, I guess you could fangirl out.
Okay. As long as I'm allowed to.
If we can fit into your busy schedule.
Well, people need a lot of me, so.
All we can get. To that end. Ladies and gentlemen. It's Kayla's super fantastic happy time, greatest joke ever of the week. You heard the one that didn't make the cut. Now here's the one that did. She makes the cut every single time. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Kayla.
So why was the Olympian not able to listen to music?
Why was the... Spence looks hopeful, by the way. He looks hopeful for this. Was the Olympian... Good setup? You like the setup on that?
Yeah, because it's timely.
Why was the Olympian not able to listen to music?
Because he broke the record.
God. For those of you that are under 60, a record was stamped onto vinyl, and they played it on a record player.
Davey, you get it? Because it broke the record in the Olympics.
Yeah.
Got that lasso?
Oh, yeah. No, I got it.
Sure.
I thought it was funny.
Yeah, thank man. You. Broke the record. Kayla's super fantastic happy time, greatest joke ever of the week.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Not to be outdone, Spence's Song of the Week within about 10 minutes. What are you working on
today?
The
Winter Olympics.
Oh, sure. Are we going to be using copywritten music that we're probably not allowed to?
We're
going to
use music that is licensed and paid for by our contract with those publishing companies.
Oh, good. I was going to say it's the most dangerous Song of the Week ever.
Right.
Breaking you. This is the Jeff Buchanan Show. Yo, wake up on 98.5 KLUC.
Wait, Davey tells me we can't do the song yet. That we have to answer the call on line one.
Okay.
Do you pronounce it Amaryllis?
I do.
Beautiful. One for one today. Nice. It's going to be a good weekend. All Davey said was that we had to talk to you before we could do the song of the week. That's all I know.
So I wanted to call because a couple of days ago, you read my Instagram post on your show.
I know you. Wait, let me read that again. Oh, it'll take forever for me to scroll through the notifications. Let me read that again.
Okay.
No, you're phenomenal. The other day, she posted a picture. Of course, it's taken forever for the picture to come up.
Of course.
And for everything else. Oh, there it is. She posted her picture of her hot coffee. The cup says Mamacita. And you know how I know it's hot coffee? Because her other hand has a towel that she's using to hold the, because the cup is hot.
It was my blanket. I was in bed.
Oh, could be. She says, this isn't just any cup of coffee. It's what this coffee represents. My daughter brings me a cup to bed every morning. We have this great routine. After coffee, I drive her to school. We listen to the Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC for Spence's Challenge and the Good Feeling Story of the Day. We talk about our goals for the day. It's our routine. But it starts with my daughter bringing me a cup of coffee. It doesn't sound like such a big deal. But for a teenager to think about mom and what she needs and what would start her day off right, wow. She has such a loving and selfless heart. I am a blessed mother. And I felt that we were equally, if not even maybe a touch more blessed, that we could even be a part of your world. And so that's what I said. I said, thank you for letting us be a part of your morning. I love this so much. And she wrote back, Sophia and I go word for word most mornings. Spence's song is sung. Spence's challenge. Yeah. Willy Wonka is quoted, so you get nothing.
Oh, yeah.
And a God Bless America has said the best way to start each morning.
Oh, that's
so nice.
My God.
It is. It's fabulous. And sometimes we joke and we're like, come on, they're running late on Spence's challenge. You know, it's like almost time to drop them off at school. And we're like, come on, let's go. Because we love it. We just, it's our thing. And, you know, it just gets us going every morning. And you guys are a blast to listen to. And it's funny because she saw a picture that I have with you from years ago, because you and I met at one of Gary's Fivey shows, like literally like maybe 10 years ago. I don't even know.
And you're calling to tell me that this is my daughter?
No.
You're a psychic.
No, but it's hilarious, because when she saw the picture, she goes, Mom, that looks like Dad, because my ex-husband and you could pass for twins. It's
Eric. Oh, wow.
Honey, it is your dad.
Yeah, let's stop with this narrative right now. Let's see.
So well, it looks like you have a type.
Yeah, so I'm like, this has been a part of life in Vegas for more years than I can remember. A small community, and to be able to share that with my daughter as a teenager now and just be able to enjoy your show every morning, it's just awesome.
That's really, really sweet, and I realize how amazingly self-serving that this could end up sounding. But truly, I just, and thank you, Davey, for putting her through.
Thank you. Welcome.
And that we get the chance to say thank you to you. So thank you.
Yeah. Well, thank you, and we love you guys, and just keep rocking the morning show.
Sweet. Thank you very much. Well, and now to just blow that completely out of the water, another exclusive presentation of the Chet Buchanan Show, and really maybe the best part of our week.
Song
of the week. Ladies and gentlemen, here's your best friend, Spence.
Oh, I like that.
Sure.
Oh. Let me understand this. So what you do is you cross-country ski, then you stop and you shoot at targets.
Yes.
That, you can win medals for that. It's called the biathlon.
Yeah. Who doesn't like that?
And there's a bunch of other stupid sports.
No! If by stupid you mean awesome.
It's my song of the week, Chet.
This is true.
It's my time to shine.
This is true.
Winter Olympics. Winter Olympics. I don't care for the Winter Olympics. Didn't even know they get snow in South Korea. Hockey's cool, but what the hell is curling? If you don't know why they brush the ice, homie, I feel ya. Snowball fights, no snowball fights. Why are there no snowball fights? A gold medal in snowball fight, that's what I'm wishing. Cross-country skiing, could it be more boring? It's as exciting as watching ice fishing. And ice dancing is just figure skating with a different name. But topless ice lap dancing, they should add that to the Winter Games. Unless you have a bobsleigh or you are from Norway. I know you're not from Norway. The Winter Games are lame.
We're cool.
The stupidest thing you've ever heard. Spencer's Song of the Week. The Chet Buchanan Show. And I guess that's what happens when you put a solid gold, you know, 14 karat gold P1 pendant on the line. P1s are the folks that listen on purpose to this show.
Yep.
Here's a couple of names that if you've been around for any period of time, you probably know them. Contestant number one,
Samantha Roy.
Where have you been, Sammy?
Hey!
Hi, buddy. Where have you been? What are you doing? How are you?
Working, trying to make the world better.
Understood.
For you.
Understood.
Hard work.
Thank God somebody is. Yeah, no kidding. What's your buzzer going to be?
Bam!
And contestant two.
Jemai LeMay.
The famous Jemai LeMay. Jemai LeMay and Serena Serrano tied for best P1 names.
Yep.
Jemai, what's your buzzer going to be?
Wootah!
Good. In the words of the great Steve Harvey, it's going to be a good one for you today. Mm-hmm. Kayla, question number one.
Which former Hills star is getting another reality show?
Jemai LeMay.
Is that Kristen Cavallari?
Is it Kristen Cavallari? Sure is, and that's one for Jemai. Question two.
Which of Richard Pryor's family members is coming out and saying he is, quote, not your Hollywood, your Hollyweird scandal?
Jemai again.
His ex-wife.
Is it his ex-wife that's saying he is not your Hollyweird scandal?
No. Samantha, is it his brother or his daughter?
Daughter.
Is it his daughter? She said confidently. Yes, we are tied at one. That means for a solid gold, four solid 14-karat gold P1 pendant from Mike Lee Men and Diamond Jewelers, we just need one big giant P1 point.
Kim Kardashian is catching a lot of hate for a half-naked picture she posted on Instagram. Shocking. Who took that picture? Kanye, her nephew Mason, or her daughter North?
Bam.
Ooh. Samantha for the win.
Her daughter North.
Is it her daughter North? Dramatic pause. Sammy's the winner.
Oh, I was scared. I thought she was going to
hate me. Jemai, you're awesome, but we got to let you go.
Thank you, guys. Love more than you do.
Have a great weekend. That's P1, D1. And that means P1 from day one for those of you who are new to the party. Samantha, and I've said it a couple of times this week, I cannot think of anyone who deserves a P1 solid gold pendant from Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers more than you.
Hardcore.
We're also throwing in a pair of Michael is throwing in a pair of tickets to see Ka. There is a grand prize involved, which includes Bruno Mars tickets and dinner at Bandito Latin Kitchen and Cantina with a special chef's dinner and wine pairing and all that. And we'll pay and a diamond P1 pendant.
Wow.
We'll figure out who gets that next week. But don't worry about that. For now, just have a great weekend, okay?
Thank you. You guys, too.
Thanks, everybody. Samantha Roy, she is today's champion of Kayla's Showbiz
Smackdown. Coming up next on the Chet Buchanan Show.
Commercial free all the way until 9:45. That seems nice. You know what I mean? It seems really nice.
Like absolutely.
Because we're heading into a weekend. Except there is drama afoot. There is a fight a-brewing. You know how when you were in, like, junior high? They go, yeah, they're going to fight after school. And everybody start gathering around. Everybody's like, oh, they're going to fight. I believe a fight is brewing between Jacob Toronto from ChasingCinema.com and one Kayla Jo Walker. I can't envision the situation where Jacob would think anything is good about 50 Shades Freed.
Agreed.
And I can't think of any situation where Kayla would think anything was bad about 50 Shades Freed. And I believe those two things are going to intersect live on the radio. In about 10 minutes' time. Also, a final exam coming up later on this morning. A box of Ethel M. chocolates could be yours. And tickets to Baz, a musical mashup live at the Palazzo Theater, could also be yours for today's final exam. The answer is because they broke the record. The question is,
what? Why wasn't the Olympian allowed to listen to music? Or why couldn't the Olympian listen to music?
Sure. Because they broke the record. Kayla, super fantastic. Happy time. Greatest joke of the week. I'm throwing that in so Kayla feels good about things heading into the weekend.
Sure.
Because I have no doubt that Jacob is about to crush her.
Yes.
Oh, you wait for it. I came prepared.
You're going to try and convince us that 50 Shades Freed is a cinematic masterpiece?
I'm calling it the best movie of the year.
Oh, my God. Well, you got that to look forward to coming up next.
Hey, this is the Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Get your popcorn ready, everybody. Six-word cinema with our buddy Jacob Toronto from ChasingCinema.com. He and Kayla went together to the screening of... Well, you didn't go together, but you met up there for the screening of 50 Shades Freed. If I give you 30 seconds, will that be enough?
You didn't come up with six words?
Oh, no, I didn't. That's my job.
Yeah, that would have been cool.
Are you ready for my six words?
I didn't tell her to come up with six words.
No, I should have said something earlier too.
But I got it. Don't worry.
You got six words?
Six words. Ready?
Go.
Awesome, 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 spectacular, awesome, fantastic.
Solid six words.
Yeah.
Movie of the year, you said.
Movie of the year.
That's not saying much. It's, movie of the year so far?
No,
or movie
I mean, like, it's
of
going
everything to come.
All the other movies that are coming behind it, might as well just give up now.
Wow.
It's fantastic.
What is so fantastic?
It's closure for people like me who are obsessed with the series, loved everything about the books. It's complete closure for us. And the best part is that at the end of it, there is a complete spin, not on how the books are portrayed, but you don't think you're going to get closure on one thing. And then at the very last second, there they go.
Okay, so with that in mind, Jacob.
Yes, sir.
Who does this for a living?
Yes.
ChasingCinema.com.
Yes.
Six words for 50 Shades Freed.
Here's my advice. Bring a blindfold.
That's awesome. And he side-eyed Kayla as he said it. That was the best part.
Excellent.
You weren't here to witness it, but he side-eyed Kayla. It was awesome.
What did you not like about this?
Okay,
everything?
So my complaint with 50 Shades Darker was that nothing happens except for the last 10 minutes. They're just milking this whole thing, right? At least in the first movie, you have this idea that these two people need to tame each other and meet each other in the middle. In the second movie, nothing really happens until the last 20 minutes. In this movie, nothing happens really until the last 20 minutes. And like you said, one of the biggest plot points of the entire three films is wrapped up in the last 5 minutes. And it's so unbelievable that there's no point.
Is it possible that the first one was?
First one is about them trying to get together,
but it's called 50 Shades of Grey.
Yes,
yeah.
And then the second one is called 50 Shades
Darker.
Uh huh. And is it possible that this one should have been 50 Shades Dumber?
No. Yes. No, it really is, because this is like the definition of milking it. The movie starts with them getting married, and after that, it's just like, why are we still with this couple? Because, I mean, they have no chemistry. They don't really work well together. And, like, once they're married, what does it matter? Yeah, like, what does it matter? And, you know, from the last movie, we have this very angry, avenging publisher who got fired from his job, but now he knows how to create bombs and break into high-tech security enterprises. And he's supposedly this really, really big threat. And I think his major confrontation lasts about 90 seconds on screen. So it's just really anticlimactic, no pun intended.
I will say the single fight scene that they had was pretty lame.
The 90-second...
90-second confrontation.
By the way, Kayla, just so you know, is nervously or angrily, I'm not sure which, wrapping her headphone cord around her hand, which now her thumb and forefinger are white at the end because she has wrapped it around her hand so many times and it is so tight.
No, because I don't want him to give a negative review of this movie for people like me who all fairness, like, it had very much a Twilight-esque parts about it, like at the end.
That's not a good sell.
It is a good sell. Twilight was a huge series.
You just argued a week ago that that the Maze Runner movies were bigger than Twilight.
I know, but that, I mean, the Maze Runner was incredible, and I also thought Twilight was incredible.
I have a question.
Yes.
This is not my movie. I'm going to fully admit that I won't see this movie. But I am a fan of such features as Busty Cop 6 and Chica Boom 9.
Yes.
Is there anything in 50 Shades Freed?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That I could take from that I might find enjoyment in?
And thank you for all of you who are listening.
Dakota
at work
Johnson's.
Today. We appreciate it.
Chest.
Yeah, you do see a lot of her chest.
Her top's off.
Yeah. But like 90% of the movie, her chest is exposed.
But after the first movie, all the risque, BDSM sex stuff is just kind of drowned out and just like, okay. We're just wasting time here.
But for the fans of the genre,
yes.
The fans of the series,
yes.
Is this a good movie?
No.
This isn't a good movie for anybody.
But,
that is such BS because everyone that I talk to that read the books. No, if you talk to people that read the books, this movie is fantastic. It gives closure to everything that you need closure for. Now, if you ask somebody that's never read the books, like Jacob, he wouldn't have an accurate opinion on it.
Well, but see, I've always had the problem. Like, the books are a completely separate entity. It's not my job to read the books, or whatever. The movies are what I need to critique. And the thing is that, it's okay to like things that are bad, right? Guilty pleasures. Think of fast food, right? Like, we obviously know it's not that good. It's not made really well, but hey, people still eat it all the time.
Sure.
So that could be the case for 50 Shades. Will I say it's good? No. Will I say that people out there will like it? Yes, I'm sure there are people out there who will like
that
it.
Will consume it.
So, not for me. I don't think it's worth it.
A blistering 13. On the Rotten Tomatoes.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
But
that's an F minus.
That's just 1 point ahead of Air Bud.
Yes. So I'm just glad we're all freed of this trilogy.
What was it? Take my advice, wear a blindfold?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, what did you really expect he was going to like it, Kayla?
No, I didn't. But again, it's, I think that it's more tailored to people like me who like stuff like this.
But
I feel like Jacob is not the target
audience.
I will admit that
I'm not the demographic, but I will say this. Like, I didn't go into this trilogy with a pitchfork like, 50 Shades is stupid. I actually thought the first one was whatever.
Yeah.
Right? I thought it was funny, and I thought it had a lot more charm than it could have. And then the next two movies just really milk the idea of that this needs to continue. Kayla, there's nothing going on.
Kayla gets this little sharpness in her voice when she's offended. That's awesome. Can I ask you just briefly?
Yeah.
Did you see 1517 to Paris?
I did not. They did not screen that for critics, nor did they play it on Thursday nights. And I've heard, I'll quote my good friend Josh Bell at the Las Vegas Weekly, that it was like one of the worst movies he's ever seen.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I heard it is awful.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Clint Eastwood directs, and the actual guys who were involved in the incident in Paris were the guy that was attacking people on the train car, and they subdued him.
And having the original guys is only a minor criticism from what I've been hearing. So there's much more wrong with it. I heard like it could really play off like a B movie.
Goodness, let me say it again. Oh, no.
Yeah.
ChasingCinema.com. We really enjoy this.
Always a pleasure, guys.
Awesome. Yeah,
thank you.
Hope you guys, if you guys
Kayla,
like this,
don't hate me.
Too late.
The greatest person in the world and final exam are next. But first,
that is so random.
Chet Buchanan's 60 Seconds of Randoms.
Well, in case you find yourself later on today sitting at your desk like you are right now and going, I wonder when the first time two men kissed in a movie. I have the answer for you in just a moment.
Okay.
Amazing Grace. Davey was kind enough to put a clip in. Susan Boyle, remember her?
Oh, yeah.
America's Got Talent. Susan Boyle, right?
Britain's Got Talent.
Song written by a former slave trader in England.
Oh, wow.
Good Lord. I don't like, twice this week, the slavery has come up, baby.
I think
stuff's popping up.
Right.
You know this already, I'm certain. Actually, you may or may not be a real Las Vegan until you know this.
Oh.
Or actually, you may not be a real tourist until you know this. I'm not sure which.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure which.
I thought it was about to be inaugurated then. I'm like, I can't wait. Let's hear this. So.
Do you know, if you add up just yes or no, don't blurt it out right yet. Do you know, if you add up all the numbers on a roulette wheel, what it adds up to?
No.
You don't know?
No.
Lasso, do you know?
No.
Yes or no, Davey?
No.
Kayla?
No.
The sum of all the numbers on a roulette wheel. 666! 666!
Why would you even play that game? No. Oh, no.
Well, many believe that that's the devil. That number is not real. It's actually 616. True story.
Really?
Like they went through the scrolls and such, and they calculated it wrong. Like some moron, like the moron you work with in accounting that always screws up your paycheck. That guy translated, and he didn't carry the four or some. You know what I mean?
Strangely enough, true story. Area code 616, Venice, Florida. I don't know if you knew that. I don't know if
don't
you knew.
Don't spread that rumor. My hometown.
I don't know if you knew. The first time two men kissed in a movie, a silent film in 1927 called Wings.
Good movie.
I don't know anymore. Love that movie. Me and my fraternity brothers. We watch that movie all the time in our underwear.
What?
John Cazale. Do you know who that is? John Cazale?
No.
Yeah, I bet you do. Speaking of great movies.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know him?
Fredo.
Yes.
Oh, I know who he is.
Fredo Corleone.
I don't know if that's how you pronounce his name, though. I think
Fredo.
No, Fredo's right. No, because I think it's Kazil or something different like
oh,
that.
Oh, my bad.
Whatever.
He only appeared in five movies from when his career started in 1967 until he died in 1978 at the age of 42.
Wow.
All five of the movies. He went five for five, did this dude, John, I can't pronounce his last name. All of them nominated for the Oscar for Best Picture.
Oh!
The Godfather, a movie called The Conversation, Godfather Part Two, Dog Day Afternoon, and The Deer Hunter.
He, wow. I think Godfather Two, he was filming while he was suffering from cancer and was dating Meryl Streep at the time. She was his girlfriend when he died.
It's weird that you know all this.
This guy's amazing. That actor's amazing.
The greatest person in the world.
I'm going to lead off with this, and then I'll come back around on another greatest person in just a second.
Right.
So we got an email from the front desk that said that there were gifts, and Spence likes to wander sometimes, and so he runs up to the front desk, and there are what's our pronunciation? What are we going to go with? Olateo?
Yeah, go with that.
Yeah.
Sure. So to Kayla and to Spence and I, from P1, Mr. Oloteo on Instagram made us all bottle openers because he knows what incredible drunks we are. No, really nice bottle openers with Nevada license plates on them. And it's just a cool thing.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And just the idea that somebody would put forth the effort at all.
It's just so cool.
And just, so thank you. Just thank you. And We're all equally touched, and Davey is so ridiculously jealous. So jealous. But thank you, and it means a lot. Thank you.
The greatest person in the world. In the world.
Speaking of Davey, the show killer.
So, for about 6 weeks, I've had difficulty getting my trash can picked up on trash day. Because for whatever reason, we were grandfathered in with a different trash can lid cover color in the neighborhood. So the it's not really the driver's fault. He's just following procedure of the neighborhood where everybody in our neighborhood has a black lid. And we happen to have a blue lid because we had the new blue cans before they were distributed out about 6 months ago in
they
our neighborhood.
Switch you out. They
yeah.
Switch you out.
Yeah. That. And I called to make sure we're good to go. And yeah. So, you know, multiple phone calls, multiple people helping me out. There's a supervisor named Matt that works out of the Henderson location that we're not even in his area of expertise, and our neighborhood's not even under his control. But he got the message and the call about 2 weeks ago when the other supervisor for our office that works out with us was gone. Long story short, Matt called me, gave me his cell phone number, kept in touch with me for about 2 weeks. The last 2 weeks, we've had our cans picked up with no issues. And he said, keep my cell phone number. If you have any issues moving forward, call me. and the guy is phenomenal, and just the extra step he went, and to give me a cell phone number is really cool.
Yeah,
so,
great customer service, man.
Great customer service. Yep. Matt, out of the Henderson location for Republic Services, you is?
The greatest person in the world.
Kayla.
Drake is in a super giving mood this week. He was in Miami and actually ended up donating a boatload of money to people. $25,000 donation and uniforms for students in Miami Senior High School. He then went over to the University of Miami and gave a $50,000 check toward her tuition to Destiny James, posted all over Instagram, people mm-hmm. taking videos and everything. And then he went at 4 p.m. later that day and went to a supermarket in Miami, ended up dropping $50,000 total in groceries for people in the grocery store, and then kept it going. Drake, you a boss.
Hang on, Spence and I have
no, but comments. I mean, the minute I hear on the PA that Drake's doing it, I'm going like supermarket sweep. I'm going to the steak aisle. I'm loading that thing up, man, right?
The other thing not noted, what was the other? He loved Kentucky for a while. Yeah. And then what other college did he love? Duke? Was it
you
Duke?
You name it.
Was it whatever? And now he's repping the U.
Yep.
What a shock.
Yeah.
But hey, good for you, Drake.
Drake, you is.
The greatest person in the world.
Spence.
The one thing I do like about the Winter Olympics and the Olympics in general are the stories they tell about the athletes. It's probably my favorite part. Back in the 90s, Greg and Robin were a couple in Minnesota, and they were having fertility issues. So they decide to adopt a kid. In the process of adopting this Korean child, she gets pregnant. So Hannah and Marissa, the adopted child from Korea, are raised together. And they didn't want him to have to compete, so they put him in different things. They put Hannah in hockey, and they put Marissa in ice skating. And Marissa's like, I want to play hockey. Well, the sisters grew up together, and both are playing at the Pyeongchang Olympics. Hannah is on the U.S. team, and Marissa is playing on the Korean team.
Oh, no kidding. Oh.
So they both played college hockey. Hannah played for Minnesota. Marissa played for like a Division III, but both of them will be playing in Pyeongchang against each other. And how awesome that these sisters that, you know, but that were born and raised here are going to compete for by
really
the way,
cool.
Hannah, win that gold medal, beat the Canadians, please.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And the Koreans too. Beat your sister.
Yeah, don't even think
no
twice.
Don't screw that one up.
But I'm sure they'll more eloquently tell that story during coverage of the Olympics. But I just think it's absolutely amazing. So well, Hannah, Marissa.
They should call you if they want to do it right.
Hannah, Marissa, now going by Park Yoon Jung, by the way, and trying to find her birth mother while she's in Korea. You is
the
greatest person in the world.
In the world.
Say it again. Say it,
I know.
Say,
like, what the hell, man?
I was going to give it to you for a good feeling because it's
follow
more
that?
Of a good feeling.
I don't
know, but...
follow that now.
Sorry, buddy.
I'm making boo-boo lip. What am I going to do?
You know, save yourself.
I'm going to follow that.
Do a no. Golden Knight story.
No, because you know what mine is? No, honestly, you know what mine is? Pizza.
Oh, well.
National Pizza Day.
That's right, it
dude.
Is.
57% of people say they love pizza. Wouldn't that be 100% in this room? Don't
yeah,
we love
pizza? I love pizza.
Don't,
oh, yeah.
You love, don't you love pizza?
Oh, yeah.
I would take that pizza, french fries, or tacos test, and a pizza all day, every day.
41% say they wouldn't go as far as to say they love it, but they like it an awful lot. 2% say they hate pizza. I don't trust those people.
Right.
30% of us eat pizza at least once a week? Dang. 22% of us can eat an entire pizza by ourselves. Yes.
If challenged, sure.
Yeah, if I wanted to. I wanted to. Our favorite toppings are, I don't trust these people either, though. Cheese pizza? You got to have toppings. Are you a cheese pizza person?
I am a cheese pizza person.
Yeah, you look like a cheese pizza person. Right?
What is that supposed to be?
Because cheese pizza people are pains in the butt. They just are.
I don't know.
No, they just are. I don't know if you are specifically.
You just, oh my God, can I give you the audio equivalent of Chet's face?
Yeah. That's no, weird. It's like that.
No.
No, and you know I love you. I got your back any other time. But I look at you, and if I had to guess, I knew before you even said it that you're a cheese pizza person.
Listen, if a pizza is good enough, it doesn't need any toppings at all.
That's what makes it. Never mind.
That's cheesy bread. That's all that is.
Right? Finally, 4% of women say that they would rather eat pizza than have a boyfriend. And 3% of men would choose eating pizza over having a girlfriend.
And not now that I've met the love of my life, but there were times that makes a lot of sense. It really does. And it has given every other radio show on the planet, except for ours, no fewer than three in this town, something to go on social media with and fantastic, riveting content for them to go on the air today and do some form of either A, what is your favorite kind of pizza? Whew, tune in for that. Or B, what place in town has the best pizza? Riveting. Awesome.
We're not doing that now, are we?
Yeah, no. It's okay. Erase, yeah, I erased that. If anybody had Hey, but pizza, we love you.
Yeah.
And you just might be.
The greatest person in the world. Listen more and win more. It's the Jeff Buchanan Show's final exam.
Yeah, we kind of got to go.
Yep.
Too much show, too little time. We've had too much fun today.
It's a Friday, after all.
Davey.
Mm. Well, so much for the fun.
Friday.
Shut this one up. Yes.
Gotta get it in one more time. All right, Davey, who's on the phone?
AJ Woodard from the East Side.
Buddy, I have a question for you.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you're so worried about your Friday. Get your joke back up here, lady.
She's
throwing it away four different times. I keep looking at her, and she's like, what? What am I supposed to? Oh, yeah, I'm gonna do this.
I have to write it down because I'll screw it up. So
okay.
Here you go.
Hang on, maybe the music will help you. There you go.
Okay, why was the Olympian not able to listen to music?
Because he broke the record.
Because he broke the record. Broke the record. AJ likes it.
You see a lot of those Olympic athletes walking in with their Beats earbuds connected to a record player a lot of times. It's a little bulky.
Yeah.
But, you know, whatever motivates you.
Well, I like my music pure.
Yeah.
I'm a vinyl guy. So, you know.
Vinyls are making a comeback. Come on.
I'd like to thank God and Vinyl Records for being here.
What I love is when they got rid of the vinyl. They got rid of the vinyl, but like hip-hop acts would put the extra vinyl sound onto the digital recording.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, man, that's why you got the digital. Get rid of that.
Yeah,
what are you doing?
You know, every once in a while. That's why, you know, whenever you hear, AJ, I don't know if you know this, whenever you hear a technical glitch on this show, you know, like where I've screwed up something, I'm just letting you know we're here live, bro.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, he's not buying it. He's not buying it. AJ, AJ's like, that's BS. I know better than that. Let us get you two tickets to experience Baz, a musical mashup live at the Palazzo Theater, and get you in for the grand prize of dinner for two at Buddy V's Ristorante. Let us also get you a box of chocolates. Thanks to Ethel M. Chocolates, just in time for Valentine's Day. Nothing says Valentine's Day like a box of chocolates from Ethel M. Your job now, sir, is to have a good weekend, all right?
You guys too. I love the morning zoo.
Classic. P1, D1.
Love you.
Hey, honestly, you guys have been really, really good to us today. And don't think it goes unnoticed because we super appreciate it. Everybody have an awesome weekend. Hoping for Backstreet Boys on this show. On Monday, Kayla and I are going to go out to a super secret Backstreet Boys meeting today.
Yeah.
And hopefully get them to talk to us on camera and so that we can record it for the show.
Cool.
And Monday, we should probably give folks another chance to tell us why we should surprise their loved one for Valentine's Day with a Fox 5 Surprise Squad. We're doing the first round of filming today, but there'll be more of that. We should probably give you another shot at that on Monday.
Okay.
All right. You probably won't remember any of this. So just have a great weekend. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Hey,
see you Monday, P1.
Come on. The Jeff Buchanan Show. The Jeff Buchanan Show. 98.5 KLQC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.